Well, a call is going out today for all former child migrants who arrived at Fremantle in 1947 at the Fremantle port on board a couple of ships. One was the Asturias, and that turned up in Fremantle on September the 22nd and December the 9th, 1947, and the Ormond, which arrived in November the 7th, 1947. So there is a call out for people who are on board, the kids, the child migrants, the orphans who are on board those two vessels in 1947 to get together later this year, in May, in fact. Joining me on the line now is Monica Foster. She was on board the Asturias in 1947. Monica, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Monica, what do you remember of that trip in December 1947?
I don't remember very much, but I was only 12. And, of course, in those days, a 12-year-old was a real child, weren't we? And but we had two sisters that were there with us, looking after us. And but we enjoyed ourselves for the 3 weeks that it was on. But we were a bit worried about coming to Australia. But, no, we enjoyed it very much.
And what the 3 weeks, tell me what the conditions were like on board the vessel, if you can remember. I mean, that's a long time by modern standards, 3 weeks.
A long time at all. Yeah. But I think it was very nice. I don't think we had any worries. I mean, we just enjoyed ourselves. There was food and we were looked after. And, I thought it was very nice.
You came out with two sisters, two nuns. Why was that?
Well, I think there was about 30 of us, you see. So they came to look after us, I suppose. I don't know. They were just on the boat with us. I didn't know them because they'd come from other, you know, orphanages.
So you were an orphan?
Yes, yes.
And where did you go to when you arrived in Perth, Monica?
We went to St. Joseph's Orphanage in Subiaco.
Okay. And was that with all of the boys and girls on the ship, or were there kids from elsewhere?
Oh, yes, there was families and there were families on the boat. But then there was all the boys and girls that were, like, we went to St. Joseph's Orphanage. Some girls went to Geraldton, to the Nazareth House in Geraldton. Then the boys went to Clontarf and Castledare.
Okay, and I think Bindoon and Tardon were other Catholic orphanages as well that were used at that time. Monica, tell me about how after going to the orphanage, tell me how life in Western Australia and Perth has panned out for you.
Well, I was at the orphanage until the age of 15, and then I went to work at the Lands Department for a couple of years. And then after that, I entered the convent and I became Sister Monica.
Okay.
But I always wanted to look after children that didn't have, that had the same life as I had. Like, I didn't have a family. We didn't have anyone like to look after us. We were on our own, except the girls at the orphanage. There's a special bond between us all because it's like family. They are my family now. And we'll always know that it doesn't matter what happens, they'll always be there to help us. You know, we've got each other and we've kept in touch all these years. And it's just like one big family.
That's wonderful, isn't it? And Sister Monica, is that just from the St. Joseph's Orphanage or is it from all of the orphanages where kids went to?
Oh, no, that was just St. Joseph's.
Okay.
Yes.
So you've got a big anniversary or a big gathering planned for May the 27th.
Yes, it's marvellous. Yeah. 70 years.
70 years. Tell me what you think is going to be like.
I think it's going to be wonderful. We had a wonderful trip back to England. All the orphans were sent. We were sent back by the government. Not sent back. I mean, they gave us a trip back to England, and it was called the Sentimental Journey. And it was the first time we had been back to England, like as children. And it was absolutely wonderful. You know, we enjoyed our time together, and it was lovely going home again. Some of them found their family, but others didn't. It was a very emotional trip, but yet it was lovely. So I think this getting together again with all the girls and boys is going to be wonderful.
I do have a phone number here for where people can contact Maureen Colgan if they would like to know more about the May the 27th gathering to celebrate 70 years since you all came across from across to Fremantle.
Yes.
Sister Monica, you sound in good health. Are you well?
I am, thank you, yes. I had a very bad accident in 69. Mm. I was run over, and I was outside the car, and I had a very, very badly smashed up, and then I lost my leg. Okay. Years afterwards. But I've coped, and I think because of the life I had as a child helped me to cope, I think, because I put up with everything I had to put up with, you know, quite easily because of the hard life I had earlier, which gave me the courage and strength, I guess, to put up with what I have to put up with now.
Yeah, it built some resilience and strength in you. It's really nice to talk to you today. Just to repeat that the May the 27th is the day, and child migrants and orphans who are on the September 22.
Yeah, that's right, Asturias,
September 22 and December 9, and the Ormond, November 7th of 1947. Would love you to call Maureen Colgan, and I'll give people the number in just a moment. Just finally, Sister Monica, what would you say to people listening who may be family members or know somebody? What would you say to encourage them to get them along?
Oh, yes, do please come along, because it would be wonderful to see you again. And it's nice to see each other again after all these years. And they may not have known, but if you do hear it, please get in touch with Maureen and come along and enjoy the 70 years.
Sister Monica, lovely to talk to you. I hope May the 27th is a great day for you all. Thanks so much.
Yes. I hope so too. Thank you very much, Simon.
What an amazing woman. Sister Monica Foster. I confess, when I started talking to Monica, I didn't realise she was a nun. I knew she was an orphan, obviously, and I didn't realise that she'd lost a leg in an accident as well. What an amazing woman.